In today's episode, I'm in a perpetual loop. Samantha's going to court, and Mike just feels bad for Ghost Trick. This is episode 65. Discussed both seats of the toilet and automobile variety.
The two thrones.
How about we talk about some video games today on Funsphere Game Club?
Hi. There we go.
Okay. Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Josh.
Whoa.
The two Joshes.
I'm Josh. Josh.
Yep. Oh. How's everybody doing today? Everybody doing good? Well?
Well.
I'm glad to hear it. So let's talk about some games that we've been playing. And my first...
You guys are never going to believe what I've been playing.
Something on Switch.
All right, so Mike, real quick, I got to ask a question. Behind you is a bookcase of your games. I see your Wii games.
I don't see your Switch. He has no
play. Yeah.
What?
Behind him... And the red games, are those Switch games?
Yeah, those are Switch games.
Oh, the cases look long. I guess it's just the camera.
No, they are long.
Hmm.
You only see it when I move my head, though, right?
Yeah. Or when you were gone during the break, I was like, I wonder if those are...
Scoping out the place.
I couldn't figure out what else they would have been, but yeah. That's it. I'm going to rob you, Michael.
Casing the joint. Then you won't have a space problem.
No, I will not. Because I'm going to take all the things from your space. Then I will have a space problem.
Yeah, you will.
All right. So what have we been playing, folks? I guess I know what Michael's going to play. So you know what? We're going to start with Samantha. Samantha, what have you been playing?
Oh, I played Final Fantasy 16.
Ooh.
Oh, you finally got to start.
Yep.
Yeah.
I actually was able to log in on my PlayStation Network account at Skids and download the game and start there because he wanted to watch me play it anyway. So I got a good chunk of it before we went to LA. And then we went out west and I had to wait a week and then came back, played some more. And then lucky that I had PlayStation Plus because of the Dreamlight Valley debacle.
Fiasco.
So mm-hmm. I was able to transfer my save data from Skids back to my PlayStation, so I got to just finish the game here.
Oh, you've already beat it, huh?
Yep.
Okay. No spoilers, because guess what game I've been playing?
What?
Final Fantasy 16.
Ooh, how do you like it so far?
Whoa.
Okay, I like it a lot. Like, so yeah, Samantha recommended it. She recommended I try the demo. I had another friend that's like, you got to try the demo. So I played it, and I was like, okay, damn it, this demo's got me hooked. So I bought the game right after. I was like, this is good. I was like, I'm glad to see Final Fantasy. But you know what I'm more glad to have? Basically, a DMC Lite.
Yeah.
And I was... That is the thing I think sold me the most on this game was like... I can deal with an RPG and all its tropes and stuff like that. Especially Final Fantasy. They're, you know, rife with them. That's what they've sold themselves on. But I was like... But if you give me some DMC style controls and combat, I'm in. And... it's been awesome. I agree. So I'm going to finish.
Yeah, I won't spoil anything.
Let me ask you this question because my other friend that recommended it has also beat it. Did you find the game to be too short?
I beat it a lot faster than I thought I was going to. I didn't think it was too short in terms of like the story they were telling. Like I don't feel like anything was left out. I think, and like a lot of the side characters get some good side quests to like sort of go into their background a bit. But I wish that we had gotten to know everybody more. But at the same time, understand that's not the story that was being told. Like that's not what the ultimate, you know, it's like it wasn't about everybody's, I don't know, like, it had that wasn't what they were there for, you know? But it reminded me a lot of Final Fantasy 14, and there's a ton of side quests.
So let me ask.
So it is like the old ones in that there's a ton more to do if you want,
or you can mainline it.
Yeah, but I recommend.
And like post game content, Final Fantasy is usually pretty good about that.
Yeah, there's a new game plus which I haven't tried yet, and then I think there's a Final Fantasy mode which will let you go up to level 100. I don't really know what else that entails. I haven't done all the hunts yet.
Okay.
But I've done every side quest and I finished the main story.
And I understand that, like, I think 15 had a bunch of DLC, and I don't know if there's announced that they're gonna do DLC for this, but my other friend said that he was hoping that they have some DLC. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I read an interview with Yoshi P.
I thought you might have had more insight on that since you're so much. Tracking of 14 and the work of that guy.
Basically, they had no plans originally for DLC because they wanted to tell a complete story, which I think they did. But people have been asking for it, so they're considering it and they're thinking of ideas because there's a huge demand for more.
Okay,
so it's probably going to be like 2-3 years down. Like most Final Fantasy.
I was going to say, the one that I can think of recently that had a similar issue was, not issue, I guess, but a circumstance, was Resident Evil 8. Its DLC came out 2 years after the game came out because of COVID and stuff like that.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. I think it's harder for games like Final Fantasy. With me especially, RPGs...
Yeah.
If I take too much time away from them, it's really hard for me to jump back in and be like, all right, where was I? What was I doing? How do I play the game?
I was actually going to ask Samantha, with that week break that you took, were you tempted to just start over?
No.
Okay.
No. I knew what I was doing. I think I left off somewhere that I was fine coming back to.
I basically, because I had some breaks in between of this game, like I said, I haven't beat it yet. I made myself play it every maybe at least 3 days, so I didn't get that inclination of oh shit, I forgot everything that's happening.
Too much time has passed.
Exactly, I need to restart this game.
Well, the active time lore thing is really nice.
That is great. I think that is something that I hope a lot of RPGs will implement one way or another, because it is nice to be able to what just happened since the last time I picked it up, and literally be able to read and see and even get recaps sometimes of stuff that has just happened. That is really good.
Yeah, and I haven't read everything on there yet.
No. And I don't know if that's a new invention or not, but it's the first time I've kind of encountered it on this particular type of game, so it is really helpful. I'm going to ask, is 14 developed by Business Development Unit number 3 as
Creative
well?
Creative Biz, yes.
They can't come up with a name?
I don't know why it's called that. Creative Biz.
Nintendo does the same shit.
Yeah, but they're R&D, they use the even name R&D 3 or something like that.
But they have 8-9 different R&D teams.
Creative Business Unit 3.
Just come up with a name.
But Mike, you don't understand how hard that name, Creative Business Unit 3, comes at you on the screen. We're here. Creative Business Unit number 3.
In the intro?
Yes. Their big logo. It is kind of
I hope
funny.
I hope it explodes.
It does have fire
one of those
behind
exploding
it.
Titles.
It's funny. There's so many. I know it's the same team, but it feels like they reused a lot of assets from 14 and gave them way more pixels. Some of the field monsters are just exactly like the big buffalo. I don't know if you've seen them. There's big buffaloes with.
Yeah.
Those are just in Lanosia in 14. Right. They're so many of them. And the Orchestrion is a housing item.
Did you run into any system issues with your PS5 running this game?
I know those little frame rate drops, especially during the icon battles. And there was one, actually. I restarted my PlayStation because one of the cutscenes, it was just a normal cutscene, but it was having frame rate issues, and so I just restarted the whole thing, and that fixed it.
I heard there were some systems that were having trouble with heat being generated by the system trying to render and play this game.
Oh, I could see that. It's crazy sometimes.
I actually had just upgraded my plates to some vented plates to help with that, just coincidentally. Oh, yeah. I submit that. Honestly, I recommend some. I can send you a link. They're pretty cheap.
Yeah, because where I keep mine is like, it didn't overheat. I was worried about it, though, because it's in kind of, I can't stand it up. The cats will knock it over. So
I got to say, we now, with modern systems, you have to put so much thought and insight into where these things are going to be sitting and breathing versus what you had to do in the past. Like, I'm not talking about even the NES days, like your 360 or your PS3, just throw it wherever the hell you want. No problem. But
you knew it was going to break
matter exactly. what. Yeah,
exactly. Like, there was no saving the way that those systems were built.
But now modern ones, like, all right, I got to have, like, certain cubic feet of open air around these things for them to breathe. I'm surprised they're not coming out. They probably will come out with, like, mid-generation upstarts that are liquid cooled at some point.
Yeah,
Sorry. Oh, no, go ahead.
I'm just saying, I vacuum behind mine a couple times a week just to get all the cat hair out.
I was going to say, I bought a new entertainment stand when I had them both, because I was, like, concerned they weren't going to have enough room to breathe in my old ones. And like I said, when I started reading about this on the PS5, that they were starting to cook with certain new games, I was like, you know what? I'm already upgrading the memory, which I will also suggest you do whenever you get the chance. They're way cheaper to upgrade than the Xboxes are for their memory. Like, go ahead and make sure you get a good heat sink. And like I said, if you want to put some vented plates on there too, I think that helps a lot.
That would be good, I think.
We were talking, you know, I was talking about cars, and now I'm thinking about how much this stuff, like, correlates to actual car stuff. Like, you know.
All the freaking necessary mods that have to happen.
I gotta upgrade. I gotta switch out some PC parts. I'm getting Skid's old graphics card, because he just upgraded to the newest one, so I'm getting one. I think that's two ahead of what I have now, so that'll be nice. But I want to get a bigger motherboard. It got so dark in here. Sorry.
It did. It really did. We saw that too. So it's funny, you know, that's the thing we always used to, like, rag on the PC people, like, oh, it's so much better on PC gaming. I'm like, yeah, but you're spending like 10 times what I am for a console. And now I'm thinking about it, I was like, man, over the last two generations of consoles, I have spent money upgrading them. I really have. And that's just so weird.
Man, remember in the good old days when stuff was built to last?
Like my NES. Drop a brick on it.
Just blow in it.
Just blow it.
It'll do.
It'll do. Except for when the springs go and the boards corrode and all the stuff that happens.
Time comes for everything.
Yeah, it does.
It does. All right. So that's what Samantha's been playing.
And,
I'm glad
to
hear. And you.
And me. But I have some other games I've been playing too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also played Overwatch.
I was going to say, for Mike, I got the Ghost Trick HD port, and I'm enjoying playing it.
Is it already out?
Yeah. It kind of came out kind of quietly.
So I feel really bad about Ghost Trick, because whenever it first came out on the... It was the regular DS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So I was really excited about it. Like, the premise, everything about it, I was like, this is such a cool concept. I know that they're going to kill it, because it's like the same Phoenix Wright team.
Yep.
It's everything that I love about those games on the DS. Like, Hotel Dusk was one of my favorites. And it ticked every box. And I got it and only played, like, the first little chapter. I don't know what made me stop playing it, but then I've gotten subsequent releases of the game and still have not given that game the attention that I know it deserves. I just, there's something about it that I can't, I always relive like the tutorial mission where they're showing you how you died. And I've never gotten further than that.
I think that is a real problem for that studio because I have the exact same, I've had the exact same issues with Ghost Trick, and I've definitely had it with Phoenix Wright. I remember like forcing myself to beat the first game. I have never played the second or third game, even though I own the collection, because I would, again, like kind of we were talking about with Final Fantasy, I forget what I was doing. Like if you, it's one of those games you kind of can't.
You have to be completely invested in yes, that and nothing else.
Yes, and that is a real problem. Or you get that, but like, well, I guess I'll start over again, and you're like, oh yeah, this is really cool. But then you put it down, and you're like, oh, you kind of just are in a perpetual loop of playing the introduction just because you forgot what you were playing.
If I had a dime for every time I played the first mission of Phoenix Wright.
Indeed. Other than that, the only other game I've been playing is a game called Rogue Legacy 2, which I don't know if either of you have played it. It's a fun, just little kind of time waster game. It sounds familiar,
but I don't know why.
I think it's one of those things I got it on PlayStation Plus when it was the original one, and I spent time on it, and then I was like, oh, look, they came out with a second one. Apparently, like, 2 years ago, I wasn't aware of. And I was like, oh, but this is fun. It's just the same game again, which is good. Every now and then, just upgrade your graphics.
Did you guys get your free copy of Alan Wake?
I already owned it. So, no.
Samantha, get your free copy of Alan Wake. Okay.
So, it's not exactly a free copy, Mike. It's on the, like, the Game Pass version of PlayStation. That you can play.
Yeah, I thought that's what Samantha had.
Oh, no. I do have it for a little bit.
There's a difference.
There you go. Get it.
There are two different things.
It'll go away in a month.
Yeah.
Oh, so once you stop, you don't. Yeah.
But
they
still have the other one too. Like if you keep your PlayStation Plus, they're terrible names.
I thought it was like Xbox where if you're subscribed, you still get the random free games.
It has that you get to keep. But they also, the other games that they're more advertising are for their version of, like, Xbox games with gold. Or not, no. Other way around.
Yeah, but you should get both, right?
You do. Yeah, but that Alan Wake wasn't on that. The game you get to keep as long as you keep the lesser subscription. It's, you can play this game on the newer subscription.
Hmm.
Yeah. They've been putting out a lot of new games on that, though. I still have yet to try it. I have it. Just don't use it.
I forgot I was about to ask if you guys opted into the litigation against Steam, but you don't have PC. So when I
tell
$10,000 back.
Oh, it's not going to be $10,000.
So tell me.
Every class action.
$6,000 back because of
every class action
lawsuit
I've been a part of. It takes close to a decade for them to solve anything, and two, you get the check in the mail and it's like, here's your $2.13.
Exactly. Yep.
Well,
like I just did the
I get a $10,000 check in 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. We will.
Oh my god! Who? I just got one. It was.
Wait. So I'm confused. Let me before I cut Mike off. So
you already did.
I did. Yeah. Hey, it's payback from the last episode.
Because they're saying Valve has a monopoly on PC gaming, and they've been overcharging people because they're really your only option.
But I thought there are other marketplaces.
One that's just for, like, I think there's one for, who does Dragon Age?
EA?
EA has their own. But
okay.
I mean,
I thought... Doesn't Ubisoft have one too? And Rockstar?
I guess, but
Rockstar,
like,
doesn't.
Yeah, I thought it was weird they had their own too.
But like,
or 2K maybe.
You can't also you can't buy those games EA games on Steam. You have to buy it through their portal. But I think overall Steam, I didn't make this up. I didn't even know this was a thing. Skid sent it to me. He's like, it's legit.
So I just, but do you have a bad opinion of Steam?
No, I don't care. I just want, if they're going to give money, why not?
I was just wondering, like, I was wondering if I missed something, like, you know, people hate on EA all the time, and rightfully so.
No, I think probably some lawyer just figured this out and then got some judge to rule in favor of, yeah, that's fucked up, and then is now doing this.
Well, I was also thinking, like, you know, Nintendo has famously locked all their games at certain prices, and they will absolutely not let you buy the old games, which another article I read recently said that basically 87% of old games are kind of lost to time without the efforts of, like, ROMs, and even then we're missing some that are just gone forever. And I was like, oh, I saw that, and I guess I'm kind of putting these all together. I was like, I thought Steam was well liked, and, you know, I thought they were good at, like, preservation of games too, so I was surprised by this announcement of the lawsuit. And then the other one that I was conflating the story with, I guess, is all the trouble Microsoft is having, like, purchasing Bethesda. Yeah. Or not, they've already bought Bethesda. What's the other one?
Activision.
But it looks like it's happening. They bought their other appeal or whatever. So.
But then it immediately got like another injunction or something, like, within two or three days.
Did they
clear it again?
Approved, and then somebody was like, no! And then I think I saw that person yelling no, what got told to sit down, so.
Oh, okay.
I think it's happening.
Like, it was, I'm surprised that's honestly drug out that long, to be honest. Like, I think it's funny, the certain stuff, they're like, Microsoft's like, okay, we fully plan to sell Call of Duty on PlayStation. We want that money. We were never going to take Call of Duty away. Fine, we'll also put Call of Duty on Switch. It won't run, but we'll put it on there.
I tried playing Overwatch on Switch.
Oh, the other thing that was really funny was, Mike, the Switch is not considered a modern console due in legal terms. I thought that was very interesting.
Who's the authority on this?
Apparently the United States federal government, or on, like, competitive terms, they're like, this is not a competitive unit compared to what we're talking about, PC, and apparently PCs are their own thing too.
I never thought that they were in the same class, but it's a different thing. Like, Nintendo's always done the beat of their own drum,
except for when they were the king. Like, once they weren't the king anymore, then they started being weird. They used to define consoles.
Yeah. Well, they haven't been that for, like, two decades, so it's no surprise.
All right, so, Mike, what you been playing, pal? Like, we don't already know, but what have you been playing?
Tears of the Kingdom. I think I'm, like, 150 hours in.
Okay. Have you played any more?
No signs of stopping. It's just so much fun. I, like, so much more than Breath of the Wild, I have the desire to want to do more in the game. And it's good for short bursts, too. Because, like, there's, even getting all the shrines, there's so many freaking shrines. So it's just, like, turn it on, all right, I'll get a few, and then I'm ready for bed. And then, but it's also good for marathon sessions where you're like, all right, I'm going to do so much today. And you lose hours in it.
Okay.
Like, it's a very good game. I'll be surprised if it doesn't win Game of the Year.
Fantasy 16.
I was going to say, there's some, and we've got more coming. We've got,
We've got a lot of stuff this year. Yeah,
it'll win Nintendo's Game of the Year.
Which doesn't count as a real Game of the Year. According to the federal government,
does it count as a well, I guess if the year is modern, then
no.
Whatever. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much more to talk about game wise. Like, Zelda's great. I did do this over the last time we talked. It's a Game Boy camera, right?
Yes, I see it.
I don't see
with
anything.
With a Canon lens mount. You can't see this, Samantha?
No, I haven't seen you since,
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Here, I'll take a picture. Probably for like 40 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah, I saw online that someone created a 3D printable Canon E-mount lens adapter.
Am I just, I mean, I know that people do things just to do things, but why? What is the benefit?
It gives you so much more control. Like, you can actually set your focal point.
But you're still taking pictures on a Game Boy camera.
Yeah, but the quality is, I don't know. There's like, there's something in creativity about like, or limitations breed creativity.
Certainly.
I think one of the reasons why I keep coming back to the Game Boy camera is because like, I love how like, this is it. This is what you got. And then people have still, 2 decades later, are figuring out ways to,
it's more
like,
than 2 decades,
perfect,
pal.
The art.
It's more than 2 decades. We're
98.
Yeah.
98.
25 years?
Yeah, coming up on it.
8.
We're almost to 3 decades.
18.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now. I'm sure you have wonderful portraits made with your Game Boy camera. It's like going to the old-timey photo. That's what you should do, Mike. You should
way more fun.
You should open a store in Gatlinburg and be like, not only can you get old timey photos made here, you can get it made with a Game Boy camera. That $1 million idea, that's yours, pal. That's yours. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I'll have you know that Neil Young, one of his album covers, was shot on a Game Boy camera.
Okay. Again, that is a very niche market for an artist that has not been relevant in modern music for 40 years.
Oh, my God.
And that's being generous? Okay.
Says you.
Says me.
Says me. You know what you could do is print out all your fun little pictures and put them on the wall. And then one at a time, take pictures of them with your phone, and you can.
She described your pictures like your mom would describe them.
People
print out your fun little
people,
pictures. We'll put them on the refrigerator.
People even created mods that let you send your pictures from the Game Boy camera to your phone.
Oh yeah, see, that would be a popular Instagram account. People would follow the crap out of that.
I don't understand the modern world we live in. I don't.
It's all about finding your truth, Josh.
I suppose it is.
What makes you happy?
Or,
just follow that.
Or like my brother.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Or like my brother was showing me all these games that are being like ported and remade that are from like the PlayStation 1 era. And he's like, there is no such thing as retro anymore. They just keep coming forward and keep getting modernized.
Well, I mean, look at the movie industry.
That's true. Another big, everything old is new again.
How many years do you think we have before Spider-Man gets reimagined?
Spider-Verse already happened.
I was gonna.
No, but I'm just talking about like just here's another Spider-Man reboot.
Actually, we know that legally, it's like I think they have to. Sony has to produce a Spider-Man movie every 6 years, or the rights revert back to Disney.
Oh, really?
Yes, there is a legal precedent. That's why we got the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies.
I just got the picture of your Game Boy camera. It's not what I expected. It looks like a bullhorn.
It does look like
it does.
Or
it's also, it's very difficult to take pictures with it because
yeah, I can't imagine.
Like, there's already a severe lag on because the sensor. This used to be the smallest digital camera ever.
Yes,
like it held the world record. So the tiny sensor that's inside, there was already like if you moved to the left, it would be a good second before the sensor could reflect all that data and it shows up. So whatever you're zoomed in,
mm-hmm.
it's it almost impossible to find what you're pointing at before you've already, just by normal handshake, have moved on to something else.
Oh.
So now I'm having to look into how am I going to mount this thing to something so that it can be a stationary camera, because it's pretty impossible to take pictures handheld.
Yes. I'm imagining that they will probably... Do you remember all the old Game Boy accessories, like where you used to like put the screen, the magnifying screen, and the light?
Oh yeah, the backlight.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll eventually be something in some plastic wrap device that you'll use to mount your camera. I'm sure, Mike.
For now, it's just a series of rubber bands.
Well, I'm glad you've got your hobby, pal, and I'm glad it makes you happy.
I just like making stuff.
I know you do. And
no matter how crazy.
And you're good at it, so there's that.
Aw.
All right. Let me ask you this, Mike. So do you see Zelda taking you through the end of the year for games?
Not the end of the year.
End of the summer, certainly, right?
I think it'll definitely... Well, and that's what I was hoping for, too. Like, whatever I started hearing about games that were coming out, I had anticipated that this would be my summer game.
Okay.
I don't think that it'll hold me out through Alan Wake, because that's what, October?
I believe it is October, yeah.
That'll definitely be day one play. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm hoping that I'll still be motivated enough to go back to Battle Network and Advance
Mega
Wars, because they got no love because of the poorly timed release.
Yes, date. I was gonna say I know I did take Advance Wars out of the case and play it. I've not played Mega Man. It's still, I don't think it's, I took the plastic wrapping off maybe, but I know it's not come out of the case yet.
It's just, I mean, it's definitely not a summer game. Like, it's, you will, if you stop, you will lose what you're doing in it.
Oh.
This will be like my third playthrough, so I think I'm hoping that I'll remember enough about the game. And well, it is pretty good about saying, like, because you can talk to Mega Man, and he's like, "Hey, we have to go here."
You can talk to Mega Man.
You can. But yeah, that, and I've been wanting to pick Flight Simulator back up, because
okay,
I started to figure out how to actually play the game, and then I haven't touched it since.
Oh, you gotcha. Fly so, planes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Samantha.
Skid's also
great.
Picking that back up since he got his new graphics card.
I love Samantha Summer. You fly the planes. You know what? Since we are officially midway through the year at this point, why don't we take a moment and mention some games we're looking forward to? I know Mike that already kind of did some of his.
Yeah.
Samantha, what have you got on the radar?
I don't know anything that's coming out this year.
Okay.
And long term, I'm looking forward to Dragon's Dogma 2. Right now, I'm feeling like I would like to play a Fire Emblem.
Okay.
But I need to. They're just expensive, so who knows? And then, I think that's it. I think
Was Awakening the last one you played?
It was on the 3DS.
That was the only one that I really played.
It was the one where. Was it the two houses one or the one right after that?
I thought that was on Switch, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I haven't played a single one of them on Switch. There's the one... No, I haven't played the one with the girl that they just copied my Pathfinder character. I haven't played that one. Maybe I should get that one.
Awakening was the one that we both played at the same time.
Is that the first one I ever played? Hold on.
I think so, yeah. Because it was the first... I had played some of the Game Boy Advance one because it was included with the 3DS. With that Ambassador...
Oh, okay.
...thing.
Oh,
but I was like, I can't really get into that.
Now, this series...
Awakening... I played the one that came out after Awakening, which is similar... which had a similar title, I think, to Three Houses. Because
Two Houses.
Because there's... Oh, was it Fates? No. Because there was, like, you got to choose a family. And so there's two different versions of the game. Yeah, Fire Emblem Fates, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the last one I played.
I've never played a Fire Emblem game.
I was surprised at how immediately addicting they are for me.
They go back... They go back to the Super Nintendo, right, Mike? Am I right on that?
Maybe. I don't know. I know that we didn't get them for years.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff on the Advance was some of the first stuff that came our way. It plays a lot like Advance Wars. You have a ton of characters that are introduced, and if you play them legitimately, then if they die, they're permanently dead.
I don't play it like that. So I just have like 40 party members. gotcha. And then you can have them get married, because the whole purpose of that is that then your children come from the future and also join your party.
But as far as like the way the game plays, it plays very similar, like turn-based strategy-wise.
Gotcha. For me, like what I'm looking forward to is, I guess I've got Spider-Man 2 is definitely coming out.
I did want to say I meant to earlier, and Josh cut me off when we were talking about all the system modifications.
Sure.
I would like to get a... I finally decided, like, I will get a PS5, I think. I think Spider-Man, and I really want to play that Viewfinder game.
Viewfinder?
That where you... It's a puzzle game where you take Polaroids, but, it, like, the whole world morphs based on the pictures you take. Oh. It looks so good. And they announced it years ago, and it's finally coming out. Hmm. But between those two, I think I would upgrade. I don't want to, because I know as soon as I buy one, they'll be like, hey, here comes the better system.
The slim. Yep. I think you'll be pretty happy with it. I got to say, I shifted way harder into the PlayStation than I thought I was going to in this generation. PlayStation 4 and 3 and like that, I usually just kept just for their exclusives. At this point, I don't see any reason to buy anything on the Xbox other than Game Pass, because all their exclusives are supposed to go on there. And I think they did send an email recently saying that Starfield will be one of those. Mm-hmm. So
that's why they're hiking the price up $2.
Yeah, they got to make that Starfield money for all those mooches that aren't actually going to buy the game. Well, not mooches. We pay them for a service, but we're not paying them for a $70 game on top of it.
No.
So that's cool. I'm glad that you're going to get one for that, because I'd hate for you to miss out. Because especially, you liked the first one a lot, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, Alan Wake, I'll definitely play that as well. And I think I am going to give Starfield a shot. I still have not looked into it. Like, I kind of want to go into it with sight unseen and just see what it is. Other than that, I think that's it. And I don't know about next year. I think next year is looking like a kind of sparse year for games for some reason.
Metroid Prime 4.
Never going to happen. Oh, I have a question, Mike. Are you going to pick up the Mario RPG remake? Not remake, remaster. I don't know which one that is exactly.
Yeah, I pre-ordered that one mostly because I got decently far into the game, but I never beat it. Mm-hmm. It was difficult.
I remember trying it a couple of times, like renting it from the video store when I was a kid, but it never really made too much of an impression on it for me. But I know a lot of people really, really like that game.
That's good.
I just wonder if that's going to be one of those things. Like, you bought the Mario All-Star, like the one that's got 64 and Sunshine and that. Have you seen that thing is going up in price? Because it was kind of a short-term deal for the physical copies.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I'm wondering if Nintendo, while they're waiting for their next system, are going to do some of those things. Just like, yeah, we're going to put out a physical release of short, I guess of short orders,
limited
supply.
Yeah. I feel like I should become a Nintendo reseller.
Yeah, some of this.
I mean, you could.
You could.
All the,
if you're a scumbag, yeah, you could.
I'll be a scumbag. Some people are desperate.
All the freaking, that's why I bought the secondhand, like the blank NFC chips for the Amiibo. Because whenever Tears of the Kingdom came out, I was like, dang, there's a lot of Zelda Amiibo that I don't have. And I started looking into picking up what I didn't. And after seeing the prices, I was like, there's no way.
Oh, yeah. I remember people selling Animal Crossing villagers at a premium.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm always one, like, I like the rush of a new system when it comes out, like, of paying for it, but I will never buy it from, like, a scalper. No. Mm-hmm. No.
Somebody will.
Which is unfortunate, because that's what keeps that behavior going.
But
well,
I think
what
keeps
it going is Nintendo not putting out enough of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think both Sony and Microsoft have said, next time we release a system, we're not going to have the same type of situation again. We may go to a, you have to buy it through us, to be honest. And they've got some other stuff to do.
Systems is too complicated, like physical copies they put out of things.
Yeah.
For collectors. If you want to collect it,
Give a predetermined purchase window. Like, hey, we're going to be making this game. It's going to come out a year from now. We're going to cut off pre-orders 6 months from now. That would be nice. That way they can make closer. I said this, but then JJ threw a wrench in my plan, because he's like, so what do they do with like faulty versions or like stuff that needs to be returned? How would they fix that? And I was like, well, maybe just make 100 more than what they cut off and don't sell it. Like, keep a. He was like, yeah, but then where would they store that? Now they're gonna have to pay for
storage.
Yeah, for something that they may or may not have to.
You know what? I got the answer for you, Mike. It's because so many special editions, like Samantha was talking about, they just come with the digital code. The physical game, like I'm thinking of one that was just announced, was Spider-Man 2. It has a really cool like Venom statue, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I was looking at it, and I was like, wait a minute. So it comes with the big statue, and it comes with like a special steel case, but there is no game. There is no game disc. It is just a code to download this thing. And we know that like most disc games nowadays are just honestly just an activation code and a download code. So it's just
unfortunate.
I see both the positive and the negative sides of going digital only. You know, my PlayStation is a digital only. I do keep the Xbox with a disc drive just for previous games and stuff like that. But I've definitely moved more towards digital than physical. Unless you're talking about retro games, then I have a shit ton of those. Literally, I'm going to spend part of this week moving stuff around to make room and rearrange these things. But
I forgot. Baldur's Gate 3 is finally getting released
in a couple of weeks,
so that's what I'm excited for.
I've been seeing some
and I will not be
troubling things.
The druid.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, Samantha. I have
no interest in that. It's funny though.
Yeah. It's funny. Not ha-ha funny. It's odd. But you know what, people? Do what makes you happy. As long as you're not hurting anybody. That's what I always say.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a druid, so technically not a regular one. So there's no issues with consent there.
Oh, also, the whole thing, it's like still a video game and therefore not real. Sometimes you have to like take that step back and be like, you know what? It's just a game. People are having fun with the game.
Well, in world, there's no issues with.
Yes, yes, yes. You're correct. Good correction.
I have no idea what you guys
are. All right, in Baldur's Gate 3, if you romance the druid, you can have sex with him while he is transformed into a bear.
Mike says, didn't need to know that. Could have gone without.
How about that?
Could have gone on with my life without ever having to think about that option.
Wait, so the game's not even out yet? How do people even know about this?
I think they featured it, but also it's been sort of out for like 2 years. The it's the one that I
like a beta.
Yeah, it's the one that I pre-ordered.
For
access to the beta, and then you get the full game when it comes out. So.
And people are hyped for that game. I've never played them, so I have no frame of reference. But I know that people are
about it. I'm gonna play it with Skid and all of my friends.
I see. You'll have to let us know how your interactions with druids and/or bears go. You know,
just
your personal discretion.
Just be mean to him.
All right. Well, any other games or anything like that we want to talk about?
No, I want to eat.
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, Samantha's hungry, so we're gonna call it here.
Want food.
You know what, Samantha? You're not the only one. I do have a pizza that's coming shortly.
Feed the bear.
Oh boy. All right. Well, we'll cut it here, folks. See you later. Bye.
Bye.